New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. So over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge, and I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge, so lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period, but the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen/watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, you know, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge.
This is Ashley Smith from Texas, and you're listening to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the HA Podcast. I am here today with a recovery story. I would like to welcome Caroline to the show. Welcome, Caroline.
Hi, excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm stoked to have you here too. Share your story. There's lots to dive into. So let's just get right to it. You know, I enjoy your story. I enjoy your presence. I think people are really going to connect with you. So I just like want to dive right in. Where did your, I guess, HA begin? What's the story? What happened?
Well, I just have to say I'm fangirling just a little bit. I started listening to the HA podcast back in 2020. I mean, I remember walking to the gym and listening to the
It's
podcast
legit.
and being like, whoa, like I'm going to do this one day. I'm going to do HA. But so for my HA journey, like many of the listener or previous guests on the show, I developed an eating disorder pretty early on, when I was around 13, 14. You know, your body's just doing all these changes and you're kind of comparing yourself to others to make sure you're on track. And so that just really set me down like this sort of restriction rabbit hole. So I would say that most of my high school and early college years really dealt with a lot of restriction, trying to incorporate some exercise, but just like really, it was sort of a coping mechanism for me for a really long time. And like I said, so that was going through my college years, but around the age of 23, we're 22, I moved to New York City and I was starting a career in marketing. And it was pretty apparent to me that the track that I was going down was not going to give me a lot of success. And so at 23, I decided to go ahead and seek out like full-time recovery from that. So, you know, that was great, awesome. I think it really got me out of this like restriction hole, but quickly orthorexic types of behaviors started. So I would say probably like my mid-20s, I was just super obsessed with eating clean, super obsessed with working out as much as I could, going to workout classes. Like in New York, workout classes were a big thing then. So I just wanted to like, you know, focus in on being strong and just like being social. So I would say that was probably like the most recent 10 years of my life. But fast forward to, you know, the last couple of years and how we started working together. I'm reaching the ripe age of 35. I literally turned 35 this week. And I was scared. Like every birthday, I was scared because I had not gotten my period yet. And I knew that if I didn't take drastic steps to my lifestyle, then I wasn't going to get that. And it just got me going down this rabbit hole of like, well, if I don't have my period, I'm having like these injuries. I was starting to get injuries when working out and running. Then this is just going to continue. My reproductive years are only so short, but the rest of my life is like so long. So I just started like really taking a full like understanding of like who I am as a person, and that's so much more valuable than my body. And I think that really motivated me to finally decide to take the steps to get fully healed. And so that's why I reached out. I will say that also having a baby was a big motivating factor for me. And so I ran a marathon in October, and the second cohort of the Restore program started, and in November. So I said, okay, that's going to be my new start. So I signed up, and I got my period
Amazing.
within 6 months of joining. And from there, I 6 months of joining that program. No, I'm sorry, not 6 months, 6 weeks.
Yeah, I was like, it hasn't even been 6 months, I don't think.
Yeah, we're in March right now. I'm
Six
sorry.
weeks.
It's 6 to 7 weeks.
Love
I mean, as soon as I started implementing a lot of the changes, which I'm sure we'll get into, it was like boom. My body reacted. I had that first period, and then that second period came within like 33 days, with a strong ovulation pattern and like 11-day luteal phase. I was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then my third
Yeah,
cycle,
it
I
was nice.
decided, like, let's go ahead and try some exercise. And I think that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm waiting on that third cycle, but
Yeah.
you're learning and making changes each step of the way.
Yeah, so let's like, because you said we'll get to it anyway, and we should. Let's talk about like what the changes were that you had to make, and which ones you think were probably the most important, if any. I mean, maybe you can't choose, I don't know. And then we'll kind of go to, yeah, like what changed for the next ones, if anything. So yeah, what was it that you really had to make huge shifts in that got you probably a bunch of the way there?
Listening to the podcast and a lot of and reading a lot of the HA materials, like I always thought, oh, I bet if I just implement this one thing, then things would change. But I mean, truly, or oh, I did think that I was a unicorn, and oh, maybe I don't have to do that. But like, I just decided to do all the things. So we met and we talked about my intake plan, and that was sort of like really focused on increasing animal proteins, but not just animal proteins, but actually animal cuts that have more fat, which was definitely a little scary, but important, and I think made a big difference. So there's that. There's like cooking. I started cooking more with butter. I started cooking more with coconut oil and olive oil. I switched to full fat dairy. So Greek yogurt, cheese, whole milk with my coffee. I no longer drink coffee black, and I drink it after breakfast. That was another thing that I started doing was having breakfast within the first hour of waking. And I really started to incorporate a lot more like root vegetables and being really intentional with the types of like vegetables that I put on my plate. That was the food
Yeah.
side of the equation. And then
What were some of the, what does it mean to be like more intentional with what you put on your plate like that?
That's a good question. Instead of having water sticks, aka celery sticks, I started doing sweet potatoes, or I started having like beets or carrots, those kind of vegetables that you're like, these are a little bit more hearty vegetables, heartier vegetables than like your kale and your spinach. But not just adding those to my plate, but actually cooking them with butter or adding coconut oil after I've like cooked them, like stuff like that, I think helped just make those decisions
Nourishing, like a,
a little bit more nourishing. Yeah.
yeah, I mean, I love that. It's yeah, I've never really asked someone to tell me like what exactly were the changes you put on your plate. I think I want to get like more detailed with that kind of thing sometimes going forward, because it's like, that's interesting. Like, what do you mean vegetables? Like, what do you mean like you had to change your vegetables? Like, yeah, from steamed leafy greens or whatever a lot of people are eating, to like root vegetables cooked in coconut oil or butter or like whatever it is. So love those changes, like adding in the animal proteins, like just things that we all talk about. You know what I mean? And what I love about your case was for sure, and I would love you to speak to this actually. We all worry that we're going to be the one person that can't do this, or that this is near impossible for, or something. Can you speak a little bit to like how that felt for you? Like, what was your mindset about it? What did you have skepticisms?
Yeah, this is going to get like a little bit like in my childhood, I always saw cooking, going to the grocery store, cleaning up after meals as chores. And so like as an adult, I was always rushing through these things like, oh, I hate meal prep, or oh, I hate grocery shopping, I hate meal planning. But I think one thing that this process taught me is that these things, like sure, the food is nourishing, but the act of doing them can also be nourishing because you're taking care of yourself. And I think I kind of had that mind shift, where I'm not only taking care of myself now, I'm taking care of my husband. I want us both to have like nourishing meals, but I think I just started to enjoy the process a little bit more. So it was a mind shift change. And so doing that helped me be able to prioritize it a little bit more in my life, meaning like, I work in New York City and I know everyone that works and everyone's busy and blah, blah, blah. But I've made it a point that on Sundays I meal prep to make sure that I have lunch to take to work. I make sure I'm like cutting, cutting my vegetables on Sunday so that when I come home later on a work day, I can, and I keep saying vegetables, like prepping my meat, prepping my carbs, like all of that, so that I can come home and just throw it in the oven or just throw it in a pot. So I think those kind of like intentional changes helped a lot with incorporating these.
Wow. Okay. That's a good tip. I think a lot of us are just stuck in routine, habit, or like, I like this or whatever. And it does take some intentional change and some intentional like effort, you know, to get enough food in, especially when you have to eat as much as we want to. And honestly, like if you don't want to just eat junk, right? Like if you want to recover with like actual real food, that's not just like highly processed sugar or calorie bombs. There's a little bit of forethought, and it's not that hard, right? It's just a bit more time.
Yeah. Like I have like 4 or 5 proteins that are my staples, you know, 4 or 5 carbs that are like my staples, you know, vegetables that are staples. And it's just kind of about rotating them, mixing them up, trying new things. And yeah, but yeah, to the whole point is really just to remind yourself that like you're worth it. And you can make these kind of chores fun, like listen to podcasts or listen to music. Like all of that can be, make the process just a little bit more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I like actually love that routine of like putting on a Netflix show or a YouTube video with my headphones on and cooking.
Yeah.
Like, and just cooking whatever I want. And I'm not weighing and measuring it or whatever. You know, it's just like a relaxing time, being just like living my life. No, 100%. Okay. All right. So those were the main thing. We got them all. Like, we feel like exercise,
on the
things
food
like
front,
that.
We didn't talk much about exercise.
Yeah, let's do that.
That was hard.
What did
that
you
was
do?
Really hard. But it was
Yes.
hard for only a short amount of time, I would say, because
okay.
I was working out every day. Either I was running or I was strength training every day. So what I did
okay.
was,
Okay. Every day.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot.
Oh yeah. You said you were like, you're working out way too much. So what I found this like 15 minute movement YouTube video, and it's literally just like arm circles, leg circles. And I would just wake up, eat breakfast, do that, and go on a 10 minute walk. And in the afternoon, I would go on a 10-minute walk. And that was my routine. And it was amazing to me, the boost of my mood that I got from just being outside for just that short amount of time. You know, you think you gotta like do all the things to feel good.
Yeah.
But it was just like a little bit of walk outside in nature, like get some fresh air, get some sunshine, and like that was all I really needed. And as I continue with that routine and reminding myself of my purpose for doing what I was doing, it just became that much easier. And exercise just, again, it wasn't completely easy, but it's just become less and less of my identity now. And so I would encourage anyone who is like debating, you know, whether to cut back on exercise or not, like try just a little bit at a time. And don't just cut it, but like try and supplement it with something else that makes you feel good.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, yeah, that thing of, so a lot of people will be like, I really want to do the exercise. It's helping me get out of the house, right? Like it's it, you know, it's that time outside in the fresh air, yada, yada. And you're just like, wait a second. Who said you can't go outside? Like, what do you mean? You know, like, it's funny, the sort of the story and the identity, the belief we build around it, that it's all, I mean, you tell me, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I just think that these things are really relatable for people, but we almost like are negotiating and we just like want that to be the answer. Like we want to, like, you know, you want to hear me say, oh, that's okay then, sort of thing. Like you want to tell yourself, oh, well, this must be okay then. But when we really get down to it, we're like, well, you're like, we're still not really giving ourselves very good reasons for it.
Right.
Other than it's like, I just really want to do it. Like, there's a lot of things I really want to do, you know? And yeah. It's a tough one because we're just told, like, we've never been told at any point that it could possibly be a bad idea to exercise. Mm-hmm. Like, and in fact, you're wrestling between, I should be doing this and I shouldn't be doing this. Like both are existing at the same time because we live in a world that's constantly telling us we should. What was that like for you?
Well, for starters, I definitely stopped following a lot of my former Instagram accounts, all the runners, all like the weightlifting. That helped a lot. Mm-hmm. I also really tried to like not talk about the exercise or the running in conversation. I tried to talk about other things that were going on for me. That was really helpful. So I think in terms of like the external pressures, like it's just a matter of kind of turning those things off for a little bit of time. And then you can begin to sort of, I think once you get more comfortable, like in yourself and your own decisioning, then those types of outside influences, when they start to come back in, you have a little bit more grounding as to like how to like manage them. And I'll say, yeah, like
100%.
What you were talking about with, you know, that I just want to go to the gym. Well, I've said that. I like, you know, going into my third cycle now, I mentioned I was starting to incorporate more strength training. And like that was, this has been a longer cycle. I have seen a change in my hormones. So, you know, did I introduce exercise a little bit too early? Yep, I did. But does that make me more mindful when I go to incorporate it back in like this next cycle? Like 100%, because my, you know, my concern and like my tracking not being as strong, you know, or my period not being as strong, like blah, 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 whatever. That was more of like, that was more important to me than like having a consistent gym routine at this point. And so you're kind of, again, it kind of comes back to like, what are the priorities in my life? And I'm going to make sure that I'm doing the things to prioritize those like first. So I have a totally different game plan for when I do start incorporating exercise back in, which everyone will get the chance to do, you know, after recovery. So that's something to look forward to. It's just going to be a little bit more slower and steadier. And I'll just apply the same things that I did during my recovery to my post-recovery exercise protocol.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580.
Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah, we looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah, boom, there you go. Yeah, I mean, you were so fun to watch. Basically be like, I know what my goals are, but I used to have these goals and I'm just basically having a hard time like shifting my lifestyle to match him. And like, that's what so much of this is for people. It's just like, I'm living my life in this one way. It's not super conducive to fertility. And it's funny how we basically like, as women, we change phases a lot. Mm-hmm. Like there's all these different phases that most of us go through. And we get really stuck on this one. That's like the hardest one to get. I mean, I don't know, maybe those harder ones and we're yet to, you know, we're not old enough yet, but yeah. It's like, I just need my behaviors and my relationship with food and exercise and everything to align with this new phase of life. And it's really hard to pry it off. You know, I'm sure it has something to do with this, some like this fear that like, when I do go into that phase, you know, there's some kind of negativity connected to like leaving behind that like youthful athletic lifestyle and body and control and moving into softness, family, like putting yourself first, like leaving the spotlight a little bit. Mm-hmm. That felt like what I got to witness for you was like, not necessarily the spotlight piece, but just that shift from, these used to be my goals. And so I used to do this, but now this is my goal. And I need to figure out how to do that differently.
Yeah.
And you're still doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's two things. Like, one is that I definitely did go through a grieving period, with the exercise piece, because I was always known as the fit girl. I did personal training for a while. And I think I had to allow myself to grieve. And I think actually like really doing that and feeling that like that uncomfortable feeling of like, I am changing, really helped me be able to just like change, A. And then two, I think like society or whoever, like I have a big like shadow word, and that is like laziness, right? And so what I mean by shadow is like, I'm always concerned that I'm going to come across as lazy or be lazy or choose the easy way out. All of those, like, I have this kind of like programming, I'm sure other people could probably relate. And so not exercising just seemed like it was lazy. But then the more I like sat there and thought about it, I was like, no. Like, choosing exercise is the easier thing for me at this point. Not choosing exercise is the harder challenge. And it's the one that's going to like pay off and help me best, like mentally, physically, emotionally, like relationally, in the future. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You knew that the whole time, right? It was almost more like you weren't noticing every time that you know, it's like sneaky. Like we don't notice that we want to, like that we're trying to do things that are not conducive to the goal, even when we're clear on it, what we want.
Yeah.
It's wild. Okay.
And like having bigger boobs, like certainly helped. I was like, damn.
You're like, that's really nice.
Good. I kind of want to keep this. So yeah.
That's great. Yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, that's a solid sign when those things start going away again, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, stoked for you with this. So you are now trying to get some consecutive cycles. You already hinted at like, you know, when I introduced exercise and some changes got made, people fear this, right? Like, oh, but what if I can't, you know, what if I have to like live in this recovery space forever? Right. Yeah. That's a fear. I'm sure you've had that thought. You're like, oh, I bring exercise in and it goes away. Like, what if I have to do this forever? What's your sort of, when you think logically about that instead of just emotionally, what's your take on it? What happened? You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think maybe the answer might help to just go into a little bit of detail about my, so mm-hmm. yeah, like I mentioned, my second cycle was beautiful. And then, you know, cycle day 21, when I ovulated my second cycle, this is now in my third cycle, I was not ovulating. What the heck? And my temperatures were kind of going up and down. And so, yeah, I did start to wig out a little bit. I think, you know, I immediately just was like, look, let me back off. Like, it's not, no one says that, like, I have to do this new routine that I was doing for X amount of weeks in order to like prove out this experiment that I'm running. Like, let me just stop. And honestly, like, it was good because if being completely transparent, I was tired. I just started going 3 days to the gym and I was like, let me stop. Why did I start going three? Like, that was like a magic number in my brain. So I just stopped after a week of no exercise. I ovulated. I'm like currently waiting for my period, which is going to come in just a couple of days because I'm still like not working out. And I think the next go of it, I probably will just do like one day of body weight versus like 3 days of whatever I was doing, you know? So I think when I took a step back, I was like, oh, wow, that was a significant amount of change. Let me science me, like just apply one new variable.
Isn't that fun? It's actually kind of fun when you remove the emotion.
Yeah. See how I go with that. And then, yeah. Okay, my body's has good signals. Let me add another variable. But ultimately, knowing that I don't want to go back to where I was at before, and that makes it less, there's less pressure on that because I don't have to fight my old goals. Yeah.
You know, I need to write this down. I need to do an episode about like the pressure. Like this is good because this comes up a lot. You can just like approach it from a sort of neutral place, right? Obviously it's important and we care, but things go wrong with cycles, I tell you right now, right? We do it to ourselves or life gets in the way, like all these things. And you know what? It takes a month to fix it at a minimum, right? You don't get like you. So let's all just buckle in because you get one cycle a month and there's going to be a few that take longer than, like, just buckle the hell in, like, and just, you know, just get up and fix it. Like when you're at work, like most people with a job, right? You know, when there's a problem at work, you just got to get up and fix it and then go home and forget about it. And put one foot in front of the other. Like, this is your job. This is what you get paid to do. Like, figure it out. And many of us who work for someone else, right, we have a problem. Yeah. And often, like at work, and often we're just like, Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll do like a little bit to fix it today.
Yeah.
And then I'll check in tomorrow and see how it's going. And then I'll, okay, I guess I'll ping Catherine again. You know, like you just like make a step forward every single time.
Yeah. Like I know why I wanted to go to the gym 3 days a week was because that's how many days I used to go. So like, and whenever I was right. like, the light bulb went off and I was like, oh, I don't have to go that many days a week. I like get this blank slate. And yeah, that's pretty awesome because now I get to create my new idea of like what health is with my period versus not with my period. Oh. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, I'm excited for you. I was trying to load Kindara while you were talking. It was going slow. So I could see this ovulation that happened. Ah, yeah, there it is. See, we were, you know, and we didn't panic. Like a thing happened because we got cocky about it, which is a part of the process as well, right? Like, let's just see if we can. And then you were like, what, it took you like 2 or 3 weeks to back out and resolve the issue?
Like 1 week.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 1 week. It's like back out, resolve. Yeah. Like, hello, that is how we do it. I love it. Okay, I'm so excited for you. And then onwards and upwards to the goal of pregnancy.
Yep, that's the next stage. That, and you know, obviously, I'm so glad that was one of the things I realized too in recovery was like, I don't know how the hell I thought I was going to like get pregnant and like have a kid and like all these things while also like maintaining this previous lifestyle. I don't know how I was going to be comfortable with all of those pregnancy changes without doing some kind of like warm up, you know? So it's also helped my husband also get more comfortable with the idea because, you know, sometimes the men need a little bit of help too. So that's the next.
Yeah.
That's the next goal. Mm-hmm.
Well, congrats from you. I'm so happy about the progress you made. You're a superstar. I hope to like stay in contact with you and get all of the updates just like forever and ever. You know, you're definitely one of those people who I just like want to always be aware of like what's going on.
Oh, thank you. Well, I feel the same about like you and like wanting to stay in touch with the community. And I just feel like I've known you forever because I seriously have been listening to you for like
2020. 2020 is like back when I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? Like that's how long ago that is.
I mean, it worked. At least I eventually came around. So there you go.
I mean, you're not alone. We were just at the Joshua Tree retreat. And one of the girls who's like heavily in our community too. And she's like did the practitioner certification too and came to the retreat. And she's like, I started listening in 2020, you know, and it wasn't till 2022 or whatever that she reached out and like, and now we're mates and we just road tripped together back from Joshua Tree to LA. And it's like, you know, this, if you connect with someone, some message on the internet and like, let's go, you know, no matter who it is, like, that's cool. Nobody will support you like a friend from the internet. I'll tell you right now, there's nothing quite like it.
Accurate. Well, I am thinking about joining the Salt Lake trip in September.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
That's amazing.
So I mean,
when you said you're interested, I was like, that makes sense. Yeah. Like that's like, she's one of the people, because the people that come to these trips are like, there's like a super fan base. You know what I mean? Of like at that next level of community that like everyone who's come to those retreats, you're like, yeah, like that makes sense. Like they're in that bubble with us of like, whoa, no, we're really serious. Like we're really into this. And so that just would make sense. And we would love to have you and you would have so much fun.
Yeah. Well,
You'll be pregnant, but maybe you'll be heavily pregnant.
That's what I thought too. I was like, oh, hopefully I'm pregnant So like maybe no like hot tub, but everything else.
Yeah. Can be. Oh no. Yeah. And maybe you'll be like second trimester where you just feel incredible. Amazing. And you're like, yeah. This is a great idea.
That's, you know, I'm working towards that timing. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, my fingers are crossed for you. Thank you so much for sharing your story. You're so relatable and honest. And everyone just should be like you.
Well, I'm happy to talk to anyone who needs a little bit of encouragement. Like I said, former runner, former like orthorexic, you know, and we all just one day at a time. So I think the more we can encourage each other, like the better the process can be.
100%. Thank you so much for sharing today. I cannot thank you enough. Anyone who wants to connect with Caroline, I mean, she's a little anonymous here, but you can reach out to me and be like, can I just talk to Caroline? People do that all the time. It's not a weird thing to do. And I can connect you guys sort of, you know, just like through email or whatever. And you never know, you might make a great internet support friend. So I love that for you. Thank you so, so much. Thank you for rushing here after work.
No, thank you. All your help and support and for just creating this awesome community.
Yeah. Well, you and I will touch base shortly. And mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear about and watch how this resolved ovulation goes. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're pregnant. I don't know. You know, and we'll see how things go.
All right. Thank you, Danny. We'll be in touch.
No worries. Yeah. You have a good night. Bye.
Yes. Thank you. You too.
Hey there. It's me, Danny. And I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are. And that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the Temp Drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHA Society at the checkout. That will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now. And the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day. And I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net. with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.